The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
You know, it's not really summer if there's not a degree of holiday travel disruption, and this year is no different with a few extra wrinkles. Threatened strike by Aer Lingus pilots, Love holiday trips being cancelled, no spaces left at Dublin Airport's car parks, and air traffic mayhem in France. To talk us through it all, I'm joined on the line by Eoin Corrie, editor of Air and Travel magazine. Eoin, good morning.
It's as predictable as the sunshine during the leaving cert, Pat.
Now, you're actually in Dublin Airport at the moment. I presume you booked a car parking space or arrived by public transport.
I actually was dropped to the airport today, but you still can book spaces over the summer. But there's no doubt that there's going to be a big squeeze on spaces. And there is still a possibility of getting the old Quick Park and its 4,000 spaces up and running. It could be up and running within a week if some sort of compromise could be reached on that. But that is progressing very, very slowly at the moment.
It seems incredible that they couldn't even allow them to use the car parking facility on a short-term basis with price controls and all the rest. Not beyond the wit of man, but clearly beyond the wit of the...
I'm told there's a lot of engagement still going on, so we haven't given up on it. It would be nice if somebody, if some temporary solution was found and we parked the bigger issue with that the competition authority raised for another time when people are not stressed to the gills about
now,
coming to the airport.
If you want to get colourful quotes from Michael O'Leary, all you have to do is mention the French air traffic controllers.
And they actually hit him very badly. Beauvais has not been hit by French air traffic control strikes, but he was hit quite badly yesterday. 100 flights were cancelled. He's by far the largest operator. All but about 10 routes of the 70 out of Beauvais are Ryanair routes. He had three rotations cancelled from Dublin. It's an ongoing problem, Pat. And to make things really interesting is there was the equivalent of the Treaty of Versailles, where the French air traffic controllers all agreed not to strike until after the Olympics. We see how long that has lasted. There's been 14 already since that was signed. The reason is the big union, which has over 40% of the air traffic controllers, agreed, but the two smaller ones, 16% and 15% of air traffic controllers respectively, have all decided that there are other issues that need to be tidied up. One of those is what brought Beauvais. It's appropriately called UNSA, which is the Irish for attack, but they were the ones that struck. And we are now looking at Orly Airport on the 11th, 12th, 13th of June going on strike. There's a separate issue that Orly air traffic controllers feel Charles de Gaulle is being prioritised. We have two flights daily to Orly from Dublin Airport with Transavia and with Vueling.
Now, the fact that these are air traffic controllers in a particular place, what about the overflights? Because that's one of Michael O'Leary's demands, that France, it can cause its own chaos within its own airspace. Go ahead, do that in pursuit of your aims, but don't stop us overflying.
And it doesn't apply in other countries like Italy, Spain, Greece, but it's a huge advantage to the French air traffic control that when they go on strike, so many overflights need to go to Spain from Ireland and Britain and Germany, and they're very reluctant to give that up. What Michael O'Leary has been calling is for Europe to intervene, but we've seen Europe's attempts to intervene on air traffic control being completely without result over the years. The single European sky in a moment with the stroke of a pen could reduce emissions, which is a huge issue, by 10% over Europe. But while they've been rattling on about it, there's no real progress. The reason being, Pat, that people become very nationalistic when they're told about air traffic control. In theory, Europe should have the single air traffic control the way the United States does. Michael O'Leary wants overflights to be allowed over France, which would mean the French government being in a mood to take on its own air traffic control unions. But we've seen so many other issues in that fight. It's unlikely that he'll get his way.
Now,
and every other European airline is looking for the same thing. Yeah. It's not just Michael. Yeah.
Now, so far we've been talking about familiar problems, but new problems. Aer Lingus pilots might strike.
Yes, this is a very interesting one. Like a lot of listeners wouldn't be very familiar with human relations. Normally you try and sort things out in your talks and then it goes to the WRC, it goes to the Labour Court. You don't really want to go to a three-person arbitration because very often the result there is to make both sides equally grumpy and come back with a recommendation. The pilots' union waited for that. The NRC recommendation has come back with a 9% pay increase. recommendation, they have decided to reject that. They're very disciplined. They tend to do what the executive wants them. They will probably vote overwhelmingly for a strike. We were very likely to see Aer Lingus served with a date for the strike. I do not expect the strike to go ahead because saber rattling is very, very useful in the airline industry when so many bookings are done in advance on the internet. You can actually kill off, do an awful lot of damage to an airline's revenue stream by announcing a date. And then we'll all go into talks and the talks will go on for 24, 36, 48 hours. There'll be an agreement at 4 o'clock in the morning. The strike will not go ahead, but the damage has been done. That's the pattern we've seen. And pilots unions are, they're still incredibly strong right across Europe. SAS was so damaged by a series of pilot strikes that its valuation was reduced. It went into Chapter 11 and now it's been effectively taken over by Air France. So airlines have to be very careful dealing with their pilots. They don't follow the rules that the other unions have. Every other union has signed up to what Aer Lingus has proposed. They're just basically reminding Aer Lingus you can't fly in those aircraft and all those expansion plans. The Air 321 XLR, they were supposed to be the launch customer for that. Two of them have been diverted to Iberia instead. You can't fly those aircraft without us.
Yeah, and it's not that they're badly paid. They're very well paid. In fact, I'm looking at the top of the scale is almost 350,000 a year with all the bits and pieces.
There'll be a lot of talk about on the pilot side of what is involved, and on the Aer Lingus side, they will talk about the sheer scale of the salary because they say they can't afford the massive increase that the pilots are looking for. My experience of Aer Lingus, they tend to put the overall cost in rather than what lands in the take-home pay. But there's no doubt pilots are well paid and deservedly so because they have the safety of all of us in their hands. What we really need out of this is a better way of resolving the problem. And when you have a degree of belligerence, and power brings belligerence, it's not an IALPA issue. It goes through the trade union movement with the ones that have the power. One of the issues of trade unionism, well voiced by people who've studied this and academics, is that the union needs another way rather than the strike. The strike is the only weapon they have. And this is what we're seeing. And it's going to terrify people because the strike date will be announced when it causes maximum anxiety for families.
And there are people, families and honeymoons and weddings and all that sort of stuff. Now, finally, people who are definitely going to be disappointed because their holiday booking will have been cancelled without their say-so. That's because of the demise of a German company.
Yeah, it happened 3 days ago that the third biggest of the tour operators in Germany, FTI, went down. Now, we did expect a knock-on from that. Through airlines, Cyprus, Greece, German holidaymakers, about 60,000 people have effectively lost their holiday. But the travel business is extremely complicated, and FTI's tentacles go into all sorts of places. Two of the suppliers for Utravel.com and Meeting Point are two suppliers who are used widely by Love Holidays. Love Holidays they've had a big impact on the Irish market this year. They'll sell about 60,000 holidays in Ireland this year, and the reason is they've a very big marketing internet budget. If you Google any holiday, you'll very likely get Love Holidays at the top of the search, even if you haven't, if you've mentioned another travel agency. So they we've seen some social media coverage of, mainly from England, of people arriving who'd booked through Love Holidays using those two suppliers, Utravel and Meeting Point, and finding that they have no hotel booking. In some cases, there are three or four different supply parts. What makes it even more complicated is that though Love Holidays are bonded in Ireland, the bonding doesn't apply for accommodation-only suppliers. And it could end up that people will not be protected by the traditional protections of the travel industry, which were introduced when you had one company who got you there, brought you in the bus to the hotel and paid for the hotel, because there can be seven or eight different people involved now. So the traditional systems, customers could end up either chasing someone in Spain through the court or being left if the money hasn't gone through with a chargeback. It's a very, very messy, but I haven't heard of many cases from Ireland that have been affected. I'm not sure I don't want to give a complete reassurance on this, but I do want to calm down anybody who's quite scared of it. The people are, the name properties named on social media, Irish people have been showing up there and their bookings are still intact. What happens to the hotelier is he doesn't care if your money has already been paid to somebody else. He will ask you to pay again when if you arrive and one of the suppliers has failed.
Well, this story will probably develop and we'll hear of more difficulties if they have arisen in the Irish market. But for the moment, Eoin Corry, editor of Air and Travel magazine, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.